You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
The Denver Broncos have already had their rookies report to training camp. The veterans report to training camp tomorrow. You guys do understand, right, that we are, what, two weeks away from the first preseason
Something
like that.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get our Bronco flag out.
Insane. And it looks like our general manager and legend, John Elway, is going to stick around for another 5 years. You know, I was thinking about this. They made this big deal yesterday about how they signed him to a new 5-year deal. And it's not, this is important, Jeremy, it is not going to include, they say, an ownership stake. And I think a lot of people thought that he would become a part owner of the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's going to happen. But you know what I wanted to bring up? I'm not trying to be snarky. In the 2 years since Peyton Manning left, the Broncos' record is 17-15. They're basically a 500 football team without that one guy.
Who is our quarterback right now, anyway?
Yeah, Mark something, isn't it?
Dennis.
I don't know.
Dennis Watson.
Seymour or something.
Dennis Watson?
Albert Finney.
Denny!
It's so funny, you know. No, it's, you know, we love our Broncos around here, and people go crazy again, but I think this is going to be a very telling year. I don't want to get into sports talk or anything, but I think this is going to be a really important year for this darn team.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, shut up. And on another sports note, Jeremy and I are going to take you out to the ball game because baseball season is not over yet. And we're going to be taking like 18 listeners off to a ball game. And we said we were going to have details yesterday and we never really gave details. So let's do that today.
All right.
We got to start getting
like a little field trip. We all have to hold hands as we go in. And
find a buddy.
Find a buddy. Yeah.
That's right. Buddy up and get ready for some fun. Rockies lost in St. Louis last night, but they'll win. I wonder if we should guarantee a win when we take people.
Oof. I can't do that.
Guarantee a win. And if they don't, we'll do something on the show. That's an idea.
Right.
Oh, no, here's what we'll do. We'll guarantee a win, and if they don't, Jeremy will have to do something.
No, I don't think so. I don't even like baseball. All right.
I don't have anything else right now. What do you have?
Hey, sorry, Justin Bieber fans. The pop star won't be performing on August 12th here at Sports Authority Field. He canceled the rest of his Purpose World Tour. They're saying due to unforeseen circumstances, but I guess he just kind of came right out and said he just wanted more time to himself so he could ride bikes.
Yeah, I saw that headline. Did you dive into that? What does that mean?
He told the paparazzi, quote, I gotta do the voice. Yeah, everything's fine. I've been on tour for like 2 years, yo. I'm just getting resting and some relaxation. We're gonna go ride some bikes. That's what he said. So I guess he's just tired. He's like, I'm just gonna cancel my big old tour and disappoint a bunch of people. But he did say, too, I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome. I'm sorry for anyone who feels, like, disappointed or betrayed. It's not in my heart or anything. Have a blessed day.
Oh, boy.
Dog.
Thank you. I was reading about that for people who have tickets, if they got them through Ticketmaster, no problem. You can go back through Ticketmaster and get your money back. If you got them through StubHub, no problem. Go back through StubHub and get your money back. But if you went through like a third-party thing like Craigslist or something, they said you are screwed.
Yo, you screw, player.
Yeah, you ain't getting your money back.
I like that he ended it all with, have a blessed day. Because that kind of goes along with my, you can talk bad about anybody that you want. That guy's a total douchebag. As long as you end it with,
bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Right. Bless their heart. So you can screw a bunch of people out of tickets and just have a blessed day. And everyone's like, okay.
That's the new bless their heart.
I'll see him next time. I have his music on CD. Let's see. This kind of makes me want to puke. I'm a big fan of that Modern Family show. And all the kids on that show just signed new contracts. The kids. There's Haley, Alex, Luke, and Manny. I love that Manny kid on there. They're each going to make $100,000 an episode or more. each.
How much does that work out to a season?
It's like
$2.2 million?
$2 million a season.
Well, it's hard work on a sitcom.
It is.
Jeremy.
Must be nice getting all that a contract, struggling. Huh? All right. Would you bid on a dinner with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio? If you're a Titanic fan, this is the holy grail of auction items. Leonardo DiCaprio is holding his foundation's annual charity tomorrow night in France. Of course, it's all fancy. One of the items up for bid is a private dinner with Leo and Kate Winslet. And you can sit and talk about Titanic and what it was like to shoot the movie.
Listen.
And how Leo didn't have to die because there was plenty of room on that
room
piece of wood.
Listen, you might make fun of me, but I would be, it's not that I want to bid and give them a lot of money. Of course, it goes to this charity. But I would be interested in a dinner with those two. They're both interesting.
Yeah, I think they are.
They're both interesting
people. I
think it would
be pretty cool. Leo seems a little cocky to me. But...
Oh, sure he does. But you know what? They're at least brighter than 95% of the, quote, celebrities out there.
I did watch his little climate change video movie thing on YouTube, and it was actually quite interesting. Dude is passionate about climate change. I'll give him that.
Right.
The woman who's suing Usher for exposing her to the herp says she did get her test results back. And you know what? She got herself a lifelong friend, you guys, from Usher. She did, in fact, get the herp. And now she wants $20 million from him instead of $10. I think that's legit. She's upping her price. And franchise fatigue. The next James Bond movie's coming out in 2019. Blech. Daniel Craig is supposedly returning.
He's been kind of had a sour attitude about it, though.
I hate those movies.
Well, they used to be entertaining.
They're so boring now, and they're too long. And
predictable.
Adele did the theme song to the last one.
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel
bless
like
her heart.
The writing has really gone to hell on them. They're stupid stories.
I just
don't
like the song at the beginning. It was my big beef.
All of them?
That's out of all, out of everything. I just don't like the
song.
What
about the Duran Duran James Bond theme? No? You didn't like that?
All right, this is making me extremely sad because you probably played with this little software program back in the, I don't know, when did I get my first computer? I think we got ours like in the early 90s, and this little paint program was on Windows, Microsoft Paint. It's been around for 32 years, and they announced that they're killing it off.
Oh, boy.
They're pulling it. It's going to rest in peace.
They're yanking the paint.
They're yanking the paint.
What are they going to put in its place?
I don't know. The story doesn't say, but it's probably time. It's so janky and amateurish and basic that... But still, I can still remember sitting in the library of Pfeiffer Elementary and playing with Microsoft Paint for the first time. Like, oh my God, you can draw smiley faces right on your computer. So we live in an amazing time. So that's a bummer. A family in Florida was left baffled over the weekend when 15 pounds of sausage fell from the sky right onto their property. Dude named Travis, he awakened early to a loud thud on the roof of his home. The family quickly scampered outside to investigate, and they found two large packages of frozen Italian sausage in the side yard. And then somebody's like, well, what was that thud on the roof? So they went back up onto the roof, and they found three more packages of sausage on the roof, totaling 15 pounds of sausage on the family's property. Nobody knows where it came from.
So it was...
I wish there was an end to this story, but it's kind of better that way.
So it wasn't Santa, but it was his reindeer.
Right. They're saying it might be like a drug thing, like something like a drug.
Somebody's in a little Cessna overhead or whatever.
A sausage to make room for more drugs. I don't know. Whatever.
Are there drugs in the sausage?
No, they cut it open. There was no drugs in the sausage. Okay. So this guy's just got 15 pounds of free sausage on his roof.
Okay.
Fire up the grill, honey. One of the most famous cliches, money can't buy you happiness. This is a big old lie. A new study says that's blatantly untrue, and this is coming out of Harvard Business School. They wrapped up a study of almost 4,500 people and found that, in fact, you can buy happiness, you guys. And it's mostly because you're paying people to do unenjoyable daily tasks. That's where they're finding the happiness. Uh-huh. If you pay somebody to do your cooking, your shopping, your house cleaning. I just bought a new shed. I'm going to have somebody come put my shed up because I don't want to do it. I'm going to be happy when I walk out there and it's done and it's built.
I thought that's the kind of stuff you like doing.
I really do, but I just don't want to.
Well, I said on the show a while back that I want one of those personal concierge services to start. I'm going to hire one, I think.
It's going to bring you happiness.
For that very reason. It's just like little mundane things. And you're like, God, I just spent 3 hours of my day.
What are you going to have them do?
Mundane, stupid stuff. Well, things like dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Or, I think I've thought of a few things. I don't have a shed to
put
together.
They're not going to wipe you, are they?
No, but I did tell somebody the other day that I will reiterate this because I said it on the show a few years ago. I would pay someone to scratch my back or scratch my arms and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you get a personal concierge to do that?
Probably.
Like, listen, from
one. It's called an escort.
From
isn't
one
it?
To 145, I need you to pick up my dry cleaning. From about 145 to 215, I need a little
back scratch
right here. I guess it would be like an escort service. You know what? If an escort service did that, and
you'd be in.
Sure, why not? Give them money for that.
Dom problems.
Yeah.
Hashtag it.
You brought it up.
Let's go to clickbait.
All right.
Yoo-hoo! Clickbait.
Go to your Facebook app. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. A Canadian entrepreneur, Peter Smith. Hi, Peter Smith. He saw a hole in the market, you guys, and I posted a story about him. Mr. Peter Smith is in the business of selling luxury toothpicks. And there's a whole story on this guy and his luxury toothpicks online right now. They're made from American milled northern white birch. Oh. They come in 6 flavors: bourbon, single malt, ginger honey, lemon mint, and cinnamon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
A four bottle pack starts at $25, and there's 12 toothpicks per bottle.
Are they not those flimsy ones though? Because
this is high end, the
solid ones that don't snap when you're playing with them.
I doubt these snap. You could probably like hold up a car with these. They're roughly 50 cents per toothpick.
Whoa.
Yeah. But if you want to check out the high-end toothpicks,
sure.
Why wouldn't you? Go to our Facebook page.
Search Dom and Jeremy. That's our
clickbait.
And that's what's trending now.